You're now listening to Sound Talent Media. Check out more shows at soundtalentmedia.com.
You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Everybody, hey, yeah, baby, are you ready? Oh, oh. Hey, everybody, welcome back to the Get Tucked Podcast, presented by FeaturedX.com and Sound Talent Media. I am your host, Tuck. Thank you all for listening. Make sure you smash the shit out of that subscribe button. Leave some reviews. Tell the world how I'm a five-star man. This is the most screamo podcast you've ever listened to in your life. Shout out to Liquid Death for sending me some delicious water. Do you like death? Do you drink liquids? Drink some fucking Liquid Death. Blech. Okay. I got to play some shows again. I feel whole. I got to hang out with my friends. It was awesome. Shout out to anybody that came and hung out with us. The Hoosier Dome was disgusting and super fucking fun. Just having that many people in that room is insane, but always such a good time to be there. Seriously, if you came, thanks. It was so fucking good. It was so fun. I feel like a real person again. But I'm back here. This week we have two guests, Drew and Chris from the band Unwell. I want to start doing some shorter episodes focusing on newer and up-and-coming bands. These guys were thrown my way by my buddy Adam from Dropout Kings, and I really like the music. They did a song and video with Ollie from Broadside a while back that I got to help arrange through Featured X. And it was really fun for me. It was the first time that we had a song turn into a video. Overall, great fucking chat. Really nice to link up with these guys. I hope you all enjoy it. And here we go. My chat with Drew and Chris from the band Unwell. All right, everybody, we are here with Christopher Drew. What the fuck is up? Hey, guys, how are you? Have you never shouted never?
Yeah, dude.
Wow. How's it going?
That's pretty cool. I'm just playing with you guys. We don't got that fucking dweeb up in here. I'm just kidding. That would be pretty cool. I would talk to Christopher Drew. He's probably still doing shit, but he made a lot of money, I think, so he probably doesn't have to do as many things as the rest of us have to do.
He's a freaky-looking guy compared to what he used to look like now.
Well, you know, I think that's what happens if you're like, okay, like if I put myself in the scenario, I'm like 17 18, I am like a hit songwriter where I can either go like kind of Justin Bieber-y with it, or I can go like super liberal school hipster with it. I would have done a similar thing for sure. Where I think, you know, chicks and shit, it's probably pretty cool. He's probably, you know, overall I think he's a very interesting fella. I love the one interview where he fucking schools Brian Stars. I thought that was pretty awesome. I know people were like, oh, he bullied him or whatever. Maybe I recall it differently. I'll have to rewatch it because maybe now I feel differently, but I just remember being like, honestly, yeah, because we got interviewed by Brian Stars once and we were pretty cold. But all right, we're not going to talk about me today. Fuck me. I'm just kidding. I'm married. You can't. But Unwell. Hi. How you doing? Hi. We've got Chris and we've got Drew. That's why I came up with Christopher Drew.
Hey, that's
but a- thanks for joining me today. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having us. Thank you.
This was set up by our buddy Adam Ramey, who is the sing lord of the Screamo guy and Dropout Kings. He's a great fellow. Also does some PR stuff. If you want to be on the Get Tucked show, you can't, bitch. I was going to say hit up Adam, but nah, you can. Go work with Adam. He's actually really fun to work with for PR stuff. Because that's something all the time. People are like, what do I do to get my band out there? And you guys have done a few of these things, and that's why we're going to chat today. It's going to be real fun. But focusing on the PR side of things is something that I didn't do as a kid. And I think that when bands start recognizing that earlier on, it definitely helps them to.
Yeah, the second working with Adam, he was very pushing that right off the rip.
So you guys are relatively new. You're pretty fresh out of the box band.
Yeah. Yes, sir. April 2nd was our debut single.
So this came out during COVID quarantine, whatever the fuck.
Yeah, we started the whole band during COVID. Yep.
Pretty much right after COVID started, right? Mm-hmm. Or the following April.
It's like September.
It's been that long, so you can almost. It could have been like the following April at this point because it's.
Yeah, we've been together working as a group of guys for probably almost about a year now. But
okay, yeah, very cool. So, what made you guys formulate this project? You're from like the Michigan area, right?
Yeah, we're from like Metro Detroit, basically.
So what's the deal? What's the story? Hit me with it. What makes all a bunch of dudes want to be pop punk?
It's pretty funny because Matt comes from a really different world than us. I produce like metalcore and I work with like Nick Sampson a lot. And like,
oh, I did a record with him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I like him. He's a good guy.
We met Matt through, I met Matt through Chris, and these two, yeah. Matt and Chris went to high school together, and they had a band in high school. And
high school's very pop punk.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I mean, their project was like punk rock, pop rock.
Yeah, we were like pop rock, but yeah, we played around a little bit in like 2013, 2014, and released an EP and called it good.
Yeah. So Matt comes from like a super Broadway background, which is kind of like an uncommon thing for a pop punk band, but
I was a theater kid. So I'm with that.
Yeah. 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 It seems to be a lot of the fan base for theater kids too, are slowly learning that too.
Yeah.
But me and Matt kind of, had a previous project cause they, I actually recorded Matt's Broadway musical that he wrote himself. And, we kind of just hit it off really well from there, and them two were talking about starting a band and having me produce it, and it got rolling, and I was like, all right, I don't think I'm going to be in this band. I got too much going on with recording, and then like we just started writing, and it just like kind of took off from there. And then I originally was like gonna maybe pull like a Putney thing with the Fit for Autopsy, like in the band, not in the band.
The superior fit band.
Yeah.
You know, it's okay. I think their music's great. Like, you know, they'll never really be better than Fit for the Kings, but we can all agree that they're pretty good. They're okay. They're all kind of talented. But would I challenge them to a fight? Absolutely not.
No, sir.
Mm-mm.
No, I don't want to die. But, all right. Fuck Fit for an Autopsy. We're not talking about them today. But honestly, Joe Bad needs to come on the show because I love that man. But continue. I interrupted you.
Okay. Yeah. Matt came here to record his musical, and we kind of hit it off really well, and we started writing music for this project, and I then initially said I was going to be in the band, and then we started finding other dudes to, you know, do this full time with us, and it's kind of an abridged version of the story, but that's pretty much the gist of it.
So what do each of you do in the band?
I play bass, and I kind of scream sometimes, and then I also record and produce everything.
Cool.
Yep, and then I play rhythm guitar, and I do all the like backing vocals.
Oh, okay, cool. All right, sweet. Bass is tight. You know, we're underrated, but we do okay. I have a few
basses in the background, by the way.
Thank you. I got a couple. I like them. I'm doing the Kiesel thing now, so I can't even. I'm gonna break my computer. Whatever. I got some guitars. They're fun. I get to play them for the first time next week. Come out and see the debut shows from Fit for the Kings. There's like 20 tickets left. Go buy them, you stupid fuck. I like to alter the name. Plus, that after that LeBron commercial with Kia, you know, they really stole our shtick. So
I saw that.
I got to claim it back. Honestly, awesome advertising. There was also like a Trojan commercial that was Fit for a King, and I was like, what the fuck, we picked the best band name ever. I wasn't there. I didn't pick that shit. Jared did, but he was thinking ahead, honestly. But homeboy, your singer, he looks like he could be in a boy band or some shit, so it makes sense that he is a theater dude. That was what I did in high school instead of sports. I had to get surgery on my feet before freshman year because I had bunions like a grandma, and then I couldn't do football that year. And then the winter came and these girls in course were like, are you going to try out for West Side Story? I don't know why I gave them terrible Queens accents, but they're really nice. And then I was like, yes, you are hot. I'm going to try out. And then I did. And then I just did theater from there on out. And it was sick. I fucking love theater. I always wanted to do it, man. It just was so intimidating, where the perk of being in a band is you have people going through the struggle with you. And that is, the camaraderie is very helpful on the hard times, and it's very uplifting on the great times. Yeah. When you do theater and you see all these people struggling on their own, just trying to make it, I know that, you know, when they're united and they're friends, they're together. Nah, fuck that shit. It's not the same. It's not the same. Because you're not going through every audition as a failure together. And it's a weird thing. I couldn't hang. I started doing like community theater, and then I was like, okay, I was the best in my high school by the time I graduated, which, you know, I went to a high school that had 220 people in my graduating class. Very small. So not king of the crop. And then, you know, you go and probably like this dude or whatever that's like really trying to go for Broadway, and you're like, all right, I'm going to put me in the back, please.
Yeah, he's a wizard, man. He's one of the most talented people I've ever met, personally. He's a blast to write music with.
Yeah, I feel like Matt was definitely always that person that you were talking about, where you're like the best at. Like, Matt was the best when it came to theater and, like, singing. Like, he was always, like, he got the most musical awards, like.
Hell yeah. I was most theatrical. Woo! Senior superlatives, motherfucker.
That's so funny, dude.
That was about it for me in high school, though. I mean, I was nice guy, but I did a bad job at the other stuff, you know, like grades and whatnot.
Yeah, that's what's up. Yeah, for me, it was, like, theater and choir and, That was
the fun shit, dude. The fun shit. Yeah, that's what I like to do. You know, you do the plays. Occasionally you sprinkle in like a track season or something fun to get yourself out there. But honestly, yeah, I just, I was so disconnected. Didn't give a shit. I just wanted to put on shows, because I just put on concerts, you know, in my.
Were you a promoter?
Nah, well, you know, if a 15-year-old can be a promoter. Like, when I was in high school, I joined SAD. And which was Students Against Destructive Decisions. It was like our DARE program, right? So, and I started putting on concerts in our gym and stuff, because there was a stage and shit. And we luckily had this production company in the area called Firehouse Productions, and they put out the PA systems for Beyonce tours, fucking Maroon 5, fucking like big artists, all this crazy shit. And it's, no one in the town even fucking knows it's there, and it's a tiny town. It's just like up on this hill in this old warehouse, a firehouse warehouse. It's crazy. So they would lend me a PA, being really nice, for my school concerts. And then my band that I was in at the time, like, bought a PA, and if we couldn't use ours, they would rent me another one. My parents at like 15 would rent the Elks Lodge in town for me, like sign off on it. And then I just pay them back off the door. And that's just kind of how I funded my bands when I was a kid. And it was fun. That's and really yeah, it was a good time.
I wish I would have gotten into shows and concerts like way sooner. Even though I got at like 14, 15, I still found myself wishing like I got
it. You know, man, once you really work your way up, where my business partner for Featured X, Jeff, he was the promoter in town. And that's how, because of me, we grew up in the same town. He was older than me because I booked at the Elks Lodge. He was like, who the fuck is this kid? And then he, you know, took me under his wing. But he, you know, booked the primary venue in the area and did bigger shit for a long time. But that's where it gets hairy, where you have your good days and you have your bad days, you know, because the more you work up in that world, shit gets expensive. So for me, it was one of those things where I wanted to be a player. I didn't want to be a promoter, but I promoted to help my bands, because, you know, you make the money, you get the people at the show, you get to do what you want with it. Plus, you know, all those people are going to see your band, because even I wouldn't make my band headline. I know people are going to fucking leave. Like, I'm not that stupid, you know, put us, you know, third out of five or whatever. We'll get the sweet spot. I love that shit. So, for you guys, you're not in high school. You are a little bit older than that, but that's cool that you guys have that pass together where you actually have, you know, known each other for quite some time. How did you two come to know each other?
So basically we both went to a trade school to learn about like recording engineering and sound production, because we both wanted to be producers. And I guess for I was basically going into it as Drew was finishing up his course. And I wasn't very treated very well during it. I mean, we were supposed to have like a mentor, and it didn't go very well, long story short. But Drew kind of
I started my business shortly after he had started his program, and then he's been kind of like my assistant in the studio for about 4 years now.
I'm coming on 4 years, yeah.
Yeah.
So did you mix this shit?
I didn't mix it, but I recorded it and produced it and helped write.
Who mixed it?
Seb Barlow. He's in Neck Deep.
Oh, okay. What is he playing in that band?
Bass.
That's pretty cool. Bassists just coming together. What are you guys just trying to support each other or something?
Yeah.
That's pretty nice. Yeah, we did a Warped Tour or two that they were on. Definitely watched them a bunch. Band is cool. Jared, our drummer, is a big fan of that band. I like that In Bloom song. That one's mad catchy.
Yeah.
He always has nice basses too. I've like when I've gone to build Music Mans before, I remember having to reference him and the dude from The Story So Far always pick real tasteful shit.
Yeah.
But Kellen, fuck those bands too. Yeah, I don't even like those bands though. Everybody, they're shit. We're not gonna talk about them. Fuck Neck Deep. Neck Deep, Story So Far, those bands, they wanna fight, honestly. Yeah, I'll do it. My drummer for Off-Road Minivan. My best friend, Evan, who plays drums in Offered Me Man, which is my side project.
Which I love, by the way.
Thanks, man. It's mad emo. If you like emo things and you haven't listened to my side project and you listen to the show, I hate you. but he actually plays in a side project called Elder Brother with Kevin from The Story So Far.
Okay.
And Dan, who tour manages, Dan, who sings in Elder Brother, is the tour manager of Story So Far. But that's small awesome. World. Yeah, go listen to Elder Brother. Band's real good. If you like stoner, Grateful Dead indie music, it's pretty. But it's like they actually write songs. They don't just jam out for 30 minutes, you know. But it's pretty cool. All right. Back to your band. Sorry, I go on these.
Dude, it's okay. I enjoy it.
It's okay. You know, it's just I lose it sometimes, guys. All right. With the fact that you guys are a recent project, I did enjoy that a while back we had a personal interaction where not only did you utilize Featured X to obtain a feature from Molly Baxter, but I don't know which member I was discussing it with, but I helped to kind of facilitate him actually meeting up with you guys, doing the music video shoot and all that kind of stuff, where this was the first time that happened with the company. And I thought that was really cool where, you know, there will be people that try to get someone to do the video, but they'll like film a piece at home or whatever. And I liked that you guys went the extra mile with it. And it shows in the video because Ollie and Matt are able to kind of play off of each other.
Phenomenal, dude. They hit it off so good and they're still like homies.
Yeah,
it really shows. And I enjoyed getting to see that as a business owner where, well, I don't own it anymore. I sold that shit. But I still work. We sold Featured X, but now I work for Artist Republic that owns Featured X, and I have a stake in that company instead. So, you know, it's one in the same. But
would it be a comparison to like a music group owning a label? Kind of
yeah, kind of. We did it because they've just been so helpful in the fact that Jeff and I have jobs. So we had to go back to work, and the company has done like pretty well, like in comparison to what we thought would happen. And we just need real staff. Like we need customer service. We need someone who's working on the site all the time. And like, cause little things happen, like there's an error with the payment system right now. So we need someone who's working on that all the time, because I don't fucking know anything. I can hardly log into my own email. So, you know, we needed a staff, and that's what they were able to like provide with us, and just to take things to the next level because they already had a backing as an established business. So it's really exciting for us. It's been really, really fun. Yeah, and whole thing's been crazy, but it's my baby and I love Featured X to death. And that's why like this when that opportunity came up for Ollie to get to not only be on the song, but to do the video, I was very enthusiastic to like email back and forth with everybody and try to make things fun.
Yeah,
and
Ollie real nice and everything.
Sure you did. I mean, you hooked him up with a nice place to stay in Airbnb for, you know, the time period and, you know, helping him with, you know, food and per diems and stuff like that, which is like a standard shoot would operate, which is really cool. And first of all, you know, how did you guys, are you fans of Broadside? Like, what made you feel like Ollie was the guy for this song?
It was initially Matt's idea, our singer, and I've been a fan of Broadside for a long while now. I've watched them play a Warped Tour and the last time they were in Detroit. And yeah, I initially didn't think it was going to be a good fit. And I didn't really know what to expect until we actually had him write on it. And then once we had him like send back what he was thinking, I was like, yeah, this is fantastic. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. No, that's super cool. And that's what's nice about this. There are times when people receive a feature offer and they're like, hey, can you sing this part? And I feel like I want a feature when there's a part that I'm like, I just don't know what to do here, but I want this voice. Like, I can't do the service this part. I need someone else to service this part.
Yeah.
And when you hear something that someone like Ollie, who, you know, is doing well for himself, has been established, and he hears your song and writes this banger part over it, it's probably got to make you feel pretty good too, where you're like, yeah, this song fucking rocks. Like, this,
yeah, he made that bridge of the song humongous. That's probably one of my favorite parts in the whole set.
And when they go back and forth at the end, it flows. Like, it's undeniable how good they sound together. So it really did fit. And it's just nice to see that. I think by going the extra mile and having him come out and do the shoot with you guys, it really did show in the music video, like I stated before. And I think that when people watch that and are introduced to it, you know, for your band, which you guys should go and listen to it, Friends Change on YouTube, or watch it, whatever the fuck. Do it now. Do it now! Unwell. Friends Change. Do they? I think they do, honestly. Not, well, I don't know. I haven't really changed a lot. I think I've been pretty consistent for like 15 years now. Yeah. Some people change. Or, you know what? I think I realized later on in life that maybe they haven't changed, but now I see the forest for the trees. You know what I mean? Where I'm like, oh, like when our moms were driving us around or whatever, or like I had nobody else to hang out with, like I didn't think you were that crazy, but fuck, dude, you're fucking crazy, man. Like, you're a terrible influence on me. And then you're like, that's why mom didn't let me hang out with that person in kindergarten. She knew. She could smell it on you. You fuck.
Moms always know.
Yeah, moms always
yeah.
know.
Well, my mom's mad smart. She's a nice lady. I like her. Big fan. the other thing I wanted to point out is not only going along with that music video, but for instance, I love the Fast Car cover.
Thanks.
Love Tracy Chapman. Love that song. And although the song has not bopped on Spotify yet, there needs to be a way to get that into the algorithm because so many people would love it. It's so good. Everyone loves that song anyway, but you guys did a really good job covering it because some covers are terrible.
Thanks.
Of course. And I love the complimentary video that goes along to it, particularly while you're listening to it on Spotify and you watch just Matt in the car and the, you know, it's very movie-esque. Now, the music video, this clip and stuff like that, do you guys conceptualize it yourselves?
Well, I think a big part of it is because very, very beginning when we wanted to launch, we figured out how much money we wanted to spend on all the music videos and whatnot. But we really wanted to team up with someone who could really help all of our ideas visually come to life. And we went with a guy named Miguel Barbosa, who's out of Vancouver. And he's he's worked on like Neck Deep, Story So Far, State Champs, Four Years Strong, I think he's covered
Knucklepuck,
Seaway, like every band we could ever possibly hope to be in the same lane as he's worked with. And he started believing in our music really early, and he wants to do a lot of stuff for us. So he was a big part in, he didn't necessarily film that video, but he filmed a lot of videos very similar to the Car Vibe, like the Tilly and Cocky video. And that was like a really big inspiration for that.
Oh, he did that?
Yeah. And that's cool. he had a big inspiration for like just the approach to all of our videos and stuff, and it was really nice trusting him with everything visually.
Hell yeah, that's awesome. And it's nice when you can get you know, a videographer or producer that you can just be like, hey, this is the song, this is what I'm feeling, make it happen, and they just go for homers.
Yeah, dude, he, Miguel crushes it every single time. We always say that Miguel is like the biggest part of our team, because yeah, he's just
so much more than like his job title.
Exactly, yeah.
So have you guys been like putting in pretty consistently since day one? You talk about budgets for the music videos. Have you been putting into like advertising and stuff like that? Or has that just come with like, how quickly did you team up with Adam, for instance?
We were probably teaming up with Adam anything, I think 2 or 3 months before we were initially going to drop our first song, Tightrope. And Adam helped us pretty much map out, like, you know, I feel like we gave Adam like a really solid product to sell. So it was just kind of like he could kind of map out a really good plan on how to, you know, sell it to people. So he was a big part of that.
Cool. That's sick. I mean, most people, it's funny, most people, you know, get their bands out there and then eventually stumble upon these things and stuff. So maybe that comes with a little bit of time. Have you guys all been in bands that have kind of tried to do this before for a while?
Yeah, I have. And I think being around bands that are always trying to do it and like assisting Nick every once in a while and being around other signed bands and just being like motivated all the time and what it actually takes to get to where those guys are at and stuff like that. I've had it go badly a lot before, so it's a lot of learned mistakes and like learning from my friends and taking, you know, advice from Samson or whoever it is who's trying to, you know, coach us in the right direction.
Yeah, no one has just good stories. We've all got some bad ones too of how things have gone down and, you know, failed adventures, I guess, moments in this little adventure of music and shit like that. And it's been tough, but it's cool to see how you guys have taken that wisdom and placed it properly into this new project of yours. So the rest of the guys in the band, are they all from the area and you guys just have been homies for a minute? Do they work with you on the recording side too? Or how did that all work out?
Well, we have Nick, our other guitarist. He's like a professional photographer, content creator for businesses. I think he's originally from Tennessee, right?
Yeah, Nick's actually on Featured X
too. Yeah, Nick Lamper's, he's on Featured X
too. Okay, sick.
He's our guitarist and he's a photographer for you guys. I think he moved from Nashville a couple of years ago, but I recorded one of his bands a couple of years ago, and I was just like, they ended up falling apart, and I was just like, hey, dude, like, you know, we got a really serious project if you're trying to do it, and it just ended up working out really well. And then our drummer, Jason, is from Kentucky, and he kind of made a spontaneous move up here. We kind of just, like, met him on Facebook when we put out, like, kind of like a general ad, and he was one of the first people that responded to it, and yeah, he was a really good fit, and he came down here, and he ended up moving in with our singer, Matt, and they currently live together. And yeah, it helped the dynamic a little bit, having someone in Kentucky moved out here for us. So
yeah, that's pretty cool. So you guys are all really in on this shit. You're really going for it.
Yeah,
it's all or nothing.
All or nothing.
I like that. I'm a fan.
Stars. Yeah.
You know, I think that's most people wouldn't necessarily say it this way, but I think it's a healthy way to look at it.
Yeah.
You know, if you want to do something, you got to do it with your whole ass. Not half of it.
Yeah.
You know?
I work with so many hobbyists, and it's like there's a different... I work with a lot of hobbyists in the studio, and their music has the caliber to be, you know, a full-time job, but it's just like that extra effort goes a long way when you're, do it full-time.
Well, and I think there is a difference with the people that do it full-time and have been capable of, where at least with myself, I never felt forced to want to practice or play guitar or sing or work on music stuff. Like, it's, if I can, I'll do it all the time. That's the same reason why, even with my free time, it's Featured X and podcasts and all this stuff is related to the same shit, because I fucking love it. And that's how you have to be, I think, in order to make this thing work, where there's definitely going to be moments where you don't love it, but at the core of it, you can't really live without it. And yeah, I think that's really cool. Did you guys name yourself after the Matchbox 20 song?
It is time for the Mid-Roll Mosh! Yes. Do you want to work with your favorite artist? Maybe a vocalist for Sick Feature like Jay Webster from Unity TX, Shane Told from Silverstein, maybe Telly from The Word Alive, or my very own Kirby from Fit for the Kings. Need some extra shred on that song you're writing? Maybe Nick Nocturnal from Termina, Dan Sugarman from Ice Nine Kills, or Lee from Born of Osiris should be sweeping all over it. Maybe you're looking for live or MIDI drums to complete that record that you've been working on. Maybe you need someone like Tanner Wayne from In Flames or Austin Archie from Lorna Shore. You can go to FeaturedX.com and share your music with some of the best in the scene. It takes just a few minutes and you may get to collaborate with your favorite artist. We also now have added graphic designers, photographers, and videographers. You can find someone great in your region to work with or have your merch designed by some of the best. Go now to FeaturedX.com and create the ultimate song. All right, Mother Tuckers, this week's Mid-Roll Mosh is a cover by the band Unwell. Yes, the band that we are listening to right now. These new episodes are just going to be super deep dives on these new up-and-coming bands, so let's hammer it in. They covered Fast Car by Tracy Chapman. It fucking rules. Here we go. I know you're going to love it.
I got a ticket to anywhere. Maybe we make a deal. Maybe together we can get somewhere. Any place is better. Starting from zero, got nothing to lose. Maybe we'll make something. For me, myself, I got nothing to prove. You got a fast car.
Anticipated that question, honestly.
No, we're
It's everyone asks that question.
Oh, you did my hair good. Yeah, how are you? Well, how are you? Oh, that's Matchbox 20, right? Is that that
song? Sounds a little creepy, but.
I don't know. Whatever. It's all the same shit. No,
yeah, there's a documentary on Netflix too called Unwell, and then there's also that song called Unwell, and yeah, we get a little bit of both all the time.
Oh, that's cool. I like it. I haven't seen the Netflix documentary.
Neither of us. None of us.
Nobody watch that. Don't support it. We want it to go. That's bad. That's a bad idea.
I don't even know what it's about.
Yeah, same.
I mean, yeah, I'm not gonna because it's stupid. It's a stupid fucking documentary. But I want to have a Netflix documentary on me. That's what. No, I have a show, man. I'm gonna write a TV show. It's gonna be good. I'm telling you. You just wait, everybody. I just gotta, you know, write it, produce it, film it, pitch it.
What's like? Oh, yeah. Give me your summary.
Oh, I can't, bro. Some fuck out there will steal my idea. My ideas are too good. You know, because Featured X wasn't my idea, but I'll take credit. It was Jeff's idea. He's a smart fucking guy. You know, but so getting back to that, I want to ask you, how was the process of using the platform for you guys? And kind of just from, all right, we're looking at the fucking thing. We want Ollie, like, and then, you know, clicking on it, sending in the stuff. How was the process for you guys?
Well, generally it was great, but, I do know that it was Matt who would basically was all of your communication with us and okay. Ollie's communication with us, but I can't say like how the actual conversation dynamic went, but, as far as the process of communicating with Ollie and getting him here and doing the entire thing, it was very smooth, very easy.
Very cool. That's what I like to hear.
And as an engineer and someone who was actually mixing and receiving the tracks, you know, it was very smooth.
Yeah, and I'm, you know, it's nice to hear that, man, because we just want everything. The whole point was to make it smooth and easy for everyone and create more possibilities rather than create more red tape and bullshit for people to have to deal with. So I'm glad that it worked out and that you guys were able to do it. Since you've only put out 3 songs, what's next for the band?
Well, our next single comes out later this month. I don't think we're dropping like a day. I think we're going to try to do like a kind of surprise drop this time. But it is at the
very Beyonce.
I'll say that it's at least at the end of the month. But our EP comes out in August, August 13th, and yeah, that's pretty much what's next. I think one more music video left, and I think we're doing like a live stream and stuff like that in somewhere in August. And
you guys gonna go play some real ass shows? Get out there and rock and roll.
Trying our ass off, dude.
What are you thinking? What are you trying to do?
Well, we're just trying to hit up other bands on the label that we're on, and
Adventure Cat Records. Meow.
Sure. Yeah, we've been hitting up people just kind of like in the area, same size.
Band. They should let me do a commercial for them. Do you like pop punk? Adventure Cat Records. Meow, bitch.
I think Michael would love that.
Yeah, I think Michael would love it.
Tell him I'll do it. I'll do it for like 100K.
You ever bumped into Michael Kabinski?
Who? Michael Kabinski?
Yeah, just curious.
I don't know him. Who is he? He owns the thing?
He owns Adventure Cat, and I think he owns Absolute Merch.
Yeah, right? He does.
And oh!
What else does he do? He managed Neck Deep for like 8 years. He says he's discovered what?
Taking Back Sunday, 303.
Tonight Alive. No, wait. Tonight Alive's Matthew.
Yeah, he discovered Taking Back Sunday. He's from Long Island.
I don't know where he's from, but he's best friends with Kevin Lyman.
Yeah, he worked with Kevin Lyman for like over a decade. He's a great guy.
That's pretty cool. Hey, Kabinski, if you want to be friends, let me know. Sounds good. Cool. I know a couple Kabinskis. They're from upstate New York as well. Maybe you're related to them. Maybe we should all be. Well, I'm friends with them already, so let's be more friends.
I don't remember.
Who knows? I just know Taking Back Sunday's from Long Island, so. Whatever, that's pretty cool though.
He did their first music video, so he very well could have been.
Wow, that's pretty neat. How'd you guys get linked up with this fella?
We dropped a song.
We literally dropped Tightrope, though. That's about it.
It's a good song.
Thanks.
I'm a fan.
Thanks.
I like it. Appreciate it. Yeah, it's got a good chorus.
we put that song out, and Matthew Clark, who is Tonight Alive's man, or sorry, Stand Atlantic's manager, DM'd our singer Matt, and we got linked up that way.
Cool. So what, he used to work with Kevin, like on what, Warped Tour, or on when Kevin did like Side One Dummy or some shit, or?
Yeah, I know that he was, I at least worked with him for over a decade, so probably.
Yeah, it's probably Warped Tour and, yeah, anything.
That's pretty cool. 10
plus years ago.
Yeah, the Capstan, they're on Adventure Cat too, right?
They were.
I think they're on Fearless now. Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
That was their first label.
I like that band. I'm a fan. I think they're pretty sick. They're doing cool things at the moment.
They do such a good job at like metalcore, pop punk, and
it's weird.
I like Dance Gavin Dance almost. It's wild.
Yeah, I don't know what genre I'd put them in. They sound like stuff, but it's good.
It's all good stuff.
It's all good stuff. Yeah. You know, like, yeah. What could we call it? It's like melodic swan. Melodic pop punk swan.
Swan punk core. I love it.
Swan punk core. Melodic swan punk core.
There we go.
Yeah. I like that. I'm into it. There you go. That's Capstan. I'll do a commercial for them too. Hey, you stupid fuck. Do you like melodic swan punk core? Don't know what it is? Now you do. Listen to Capstan, out now on Fearless Records. There you go. It's good stuff. I think they're going to buy that right there. Put and that out. I think Capstan should record that from this episode, put it on their next record, and that's the way they start it. If they don't, they're a bunch of bitches. I'll fight that band too.
it's only happening.
Yeah, you know, that's how you really get your podcast out there, I've heard. You know, is you challenge everybody to a fight. You just say, honestly, and most people, like, they'll probably win, man. I'm 5'7". I am pretty jacked, though. I'm 190. I don't know. I could get, you know, but I'm short. If you're tall, you got some reach, you're going to fuck me up, man. I'm like a little
tops.
Joe Rogan reject over here fucking trying to school you. My yoga's not as good. But it's okay. I'm not going to fight Capstan because, you know, pop punk band, you know, I got some advantages there, you know, because if you're in a pop punk band, I'm just kidding, guys. I know you're in a pop punk band. I'm not going to go down that rabbit hole. But actually, I don't, you know, I should have told Adam before I took this interview. You know what, though? I might have to fight this band. But Matt, he looks pretty tall, too. You guys all look like you're, you know, I don't know if I want to fight your band.
Matt's all right.
9'5"? We're not
done. Oh, I'm gonna fight that bitch then. Let's go. Yeah. You stupid fuck. You didn't want to do this interview today. This is what you get. We're gonna fight. I'll meet you at the show. I don't know. You guys can figure. Look at my schedule. I don't know. I'm just kidding, Matt. I just saw he has solo stuff. I'm gonna listen to that. I'm excited. I hope it is it theatrical too. Like is it more poppy?
I think the solo stuff that you're going to hear is from the musical.
Yeah, the musical.
We Blueprint, recorded. A musical.
Yeah, that's the soundtrack that we recorded.
So it's not Jay-Z.
It's not Jay-Z, nope.
Hove. It's
based around a play and slash screenplay that he wrote. Right?
Yeah.
Cool. I'm into it. Is his hair silver?
Depends on the day of the week, honestly.
Yeah, he's had
not
a few different
week, but
he's had a few different colors.
My girlfriend has his hair all the time.
That's pretty cool. He's a good looking son of a bitch. I'd take him out for coffee or something. Matt, coffee.
Coffee in
the morning. All right, everyone, go also listen to, how do you say his last name? Copley?
Yeah, Copley.
Matt, see, I did a good job on this one. Last episode, it was like a real challenge Now, as they're listening to this two episodes ago, we had a whole debate on how to say someone's last name to the point where I made them say their own last name incorrectly. So, Matt Copley, you're not here today, but I'm going to listen to your music, and I hope you're having a nice day dyeing your hair or something. I hope it's nice. What does he do in his spare time when he's not singing in a pop punk band?
Working out.
Yeah, he's a total...
That's tight. That's see, my man's. That's what I'm all about. Maybe we'd be friends.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be cool. Is he shredded and shit? He looks like...
He's pretty built.
Fucking dick. I don't even know. Whatever. That's cool, singer guy. Me, I'm just a bass player, man. I don't have as many restrictions on my life, okay? I don't need a six pack. I'm not a lead singer. I'm a lead singer in my side project, but it's a side project, doesn't count. All right, fuck. I'm gonna stop talking about myself. Let's talk about Unwell some more before I let you guys go. Okay, so August 15th, did you say? New EP? 13th. Okay. Is that a Friday? Is it a Tuesday?
I should know this.
Yeah, we should totally know. I think it's a Friday.
I think it's Friday.
August 13th. Yeah, it's a Friday.
Friday the 13th, bro.
Friday the 13th.
Did you guys do that on purpose?
No, actually.
No, yeah. This.
I think our label decided that for us.
You gotta. That's something you guys have to discuss. I mean, what if something bad happens?
The problem is we initially, before we got them involved, we were going to drop everything way sooner. And like, we liked how they were spacing it out. We didn't really pay attention to the date, but we're not mad about Friday.
What if something bad happens, man? Like, you're going to... Honestly, so a couple years later, turns out you guys take Adventure Cat Records to court. And you say, well, nothing worked out because you released our first record on Friday the 13th, you stupid fuck.
Case closed.
You know, there you go. You guys win million dollars. Easy.
Yeah.
You guys, well, no, you need more than that because you got five members. We need five.
$5 million?
Because then by the time you pay your lawyer and you pay taxes on it, you're really all going home with like 666. You know what I'm saying? Another bad number.
Oh, man. Jesus.
You're going to pay 25% on that shit for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Damn. That's fine. You know, I just, Andrew, I know you're going to listen to this. I just got to check a text from Andrew from Afterlife asking if I listened to their new song. I didn't listen to your stupid fucking song. I didn't listen to your band. I don't like your band. I don't like Afterlife. They're a bad band. I don't like anybody from Florida.
I love Tyler, though.
I'm just kidding. I listen to it. It's great. And I love you, Andrew. You sweet, sweet man. And I do love Tyler. And he's great. Love that whole band. They're fantastic people. And I do like their new song a lot. They're really going for it, and it's fantastic. But
I just saw a new promo today in the white jumpsuits.
Yeah.
Yeah, Tristan, him too. Real hot son of a bitch in the back. I like him. The whole band's great. They're lovely. Very fun to hang out with. We had them out on a headlining run maybe like two, three years ago now. I've lost time. 3 years ago. Because I've almost been home for a year and a half now. I forget that all the time.
Wild. Yeah.
Yeah, 16 months. I fly out this Saturday to go start rehearsals and play some shows next week. So, congrats,
dude.
It's crazy. Yeah, thanks. Sorry. That's why I was a little bit like flaky on this shit and just kind of all over the place. It's very stressful just trying to. I remember when everything broke down, I was driving here with a U-Haul filled with merch and our tech gym. And so I took my guitars and my Kemper and all the shit. And now it's time to go back. And I'm like, fuck, I got to fly with all this shit. This is going to be tough.
Yep.
But I made it happen. Thanks to Guitar Center for selling me some Gator cases. But you guys, I'm almost done with you. I swear to God. With the Adventure Cat release that you guys have coming out on August the 13th, is it like a full record? Is it an EP? What are we looking at?
It's a 7-song EP. It's a longer EP.
Cool. That's pretty sweet. Yeah. This will be fun. I'm excited. We gonna get some more music videos and shit for it?
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's been, I guess, what was the last... The latest single was Fast Car, but before that you did Tightrope. Was Tightrope...
Tyler was first, yeah. And then Friends Change, and then Fast Car.
When you guys, on this EP, is Tightrope going to be on it?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Oh, okay, cool. I figured that the label, if they liked the song enough to sign you off of it, they were writing, like...
When we set out writing, it was to just do an EP in the first place, so...
Cool. That's sick. I think that's going to be fucking cool, man. I don't know too much about them, but I'm certainly going to look into it some more. I looked at the roster and it's really cool. It seems like he has a niche vibe of pop punk that he really enjoys and is going for. And I'm glad to see that Capstan has like really been, you know, gaining some momentum over the last few years. So that must be a good reason why.
Yeah. For sure.
That's sick. So, before I let you go, be that your young band, I'm curious about this, or a newer band, I should say. Dream tour situation. Who are you going out with? Hit me. You get three bands to choose. Someone's headline. You guys are opening it. There's three other bands on the tour. Who are they?
You said three other bands?
Three other bands.
Mine's so...
Any bands in history. People can be dead. Doesn't matter. But don't go picking like the Beatles or some shit. Because honestly,
I think too realistically.
Anyway. Nah, I would tour with the Beatles because I do love the Beatles. But like, I like Magical Mystery Tour Beatles. I like the real weird shit. But who would you go with?
You can go first.
Well, the Champs have got to be in there. State Champs.
Okay, Albany Boys. There you go.
Yeah. Oh God. What do you think? Story.
Yours is not mine.
Probably Story so far. That would be fun.
Yeah.
That would be a good tour.
4 Year Strong.
That would be very fun. All right.
I'd probably do us Broadside because I just hope we get to do Friends Change with Ollie Live at least for a tour. And I'd probably do Neck Deep, the Story so far in that order.
Ooh, yeah. Good ones.
I'm a
at
fan.
Least for a dream tour for our band. Yeah.
Yeah. I like it. I'm into it. Yeah. I think I could see, honestly, both are kind of like realistic lineup wise. And I wonder if Neck Deep and Story, who would have to headline over who?
Well, they've never like actually done a big tour together in a really, really long time.
It would
time.
Be massive.
Yeah. And it's just, they've been talking about it again, about doing it this summer or next summer. And I hope they do it because
that'd be cool. Like, if they did Sad Summer Festival with that would be tight.
Like next year, dude.
That'd
be so
Story
good.
So far is headlining this year's Sad Summer though, right?
They are. Yeah, definitely.
That's pretty cool.
Them and All Time Low, I think it is.
Oh yeah, All Time Low is headlining, and geez, that's gonna be massive because they have so much radio success this year. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy to hear. Even like on the iHeartRadio music advertisements, they're like Tyga, Lil Wayne, All Time Low.
it's crazy shit, man. And they got fucking Demi Lovato on a song and stuff. It's insane. So happy for that band. I've watched them a million times and genuinely really enjoy that band. I mean, of course, I'm that guy who's like, oh, yeah, I like the first couple records a lot. But, I mean, it's all really good. I just, the first couple records were fucking fire. Plus, I was, I was young. Yeah. I was wearing Glamour Kills. I had American Apparel hoodies.
So cool.
You know, my colors matched. My hat would match my hoodie. All sorts of corny shit back then. It was fantastic. Now I just look like a gym teacher. Well, so when's the next video drop? Because this rollout is a coming, really, or is that just what you've been working on essentially?
Yeah, our next single that we're dropping out of kind of like nowhere, well, not nowhere, but at the end of the month, it will be our last music video.
Cool, that's awesome.
For the cycle, our record drops, we're going to try to do some later this year for our follow up on the record, but yeah,
sweet. Do you guys frequent, what are the venues in your area in Michigan? Because there's, the Riff and shit? What's that complex that we play all the time?
I feel like I've seen you guys at the Crowfoot the most.
Crowfoot.
St. Andrews the most. Fillmore, maybe.
Yeah, because there's a good scene out there, man. Really, Michigan has some great bands, and we've definitely had some really enjoyable shows.
I have originally first met you. I don't even know if you know this, but we've met before at least once or twice. I'm good friends with the Currents guys, and my girlfriend used to do their hair, and you guys played in Lansing.
Oh, and, is this before or after I had hair? Did she cut mine?
You made a joke at her about not being able to cut your hair.
Oh, okay, that makes sense. I was pointing out my insecurities about my but that's really cool. Yeah, that makes sense. I'm always with them. I love Currents.
And Lansing.
That's yes. Which was this the Born of Osiris run? Was this I don't remember. I've played with Currents too much.
Yeah. You guys have played with Currents a lot. It was right when they got Maddie, their drummer.
Sick. Yeah, Maddie sucks too. He's bad at drums. He's not very good. It's all backtracked, honestly. All the double kick is backtracked. All the drums, the cymbals are backtracked. Matt's so good. He doesn't even need triggers. That's how good he is. Yeah, I love them. We have toured together a lot, but we even, Chris lives in the town that I used to live in. We're an hour and a half apart. Yeah, so I see him every other week.
Yeah.
He's one of my favorite people ever.
Yeah, I love him too.
He's been giving me bass lessons. He's trying to make me not suck at my job. He's so talented. Man, speaking of which, I got to hear Ben from Shadow of Intent track something the other day.
Ooh, really?
That guy, like,
that was a treat.
Just yeah. out, just him standing in a room doing screamo is fucking crazy. It is some of the craziest sounding shit I've ever heard in my life. And I was just, like, when he got done, because I'm literally just sitting there looking at Yu-Gi-Oh cards and he just starts tracking. And I was like, what the fuck, dude? Like, this is bonkers. Like, I've heard a lot of people track and stuff. Holy shit, that guy is insane.
Yeah, he's when so Samson was looking for another feature for the I'm Abomination record, and he was like, I need someone heavy. And I was like, well, this might be a good option. Yes. And I suggested Ben, and I got him and Chris linked up, and that's how that happened.
That's sick. Yeah, Ben's the man. He's a very nice fella, too. But yeah, I love Currents. I love Chris. They're all really great. Ryan Castaldi's my boyfriend. So, with that, I'm really going to let you guys go. But I want to say thank you. This was a lot of fun. Like, it's nice to get to do something a little bit different than what we usually do on the show. And I hope that everyone goes and checks out the video, you know, Friends Change by Unwell. Go and check them out on Spotify. Listen to it. Honestly, for being a band that just started, you're off to a pretty solid start. You're making a lot of smart moves. You make great content. You make great songs. And everything really seems to be supporting each other really well. And I think that that's a key element where, like you guys said early on, you're all in.
Yeah.
You're really going for it. And that's one thing that I try to emphasize on the show regularly, because it's okay to be a dreamer. You shouldn't feel uncomfortable wanting to achieve something that seems strange to other people, whether it's, I want to headline my hometown venue and I want to be the most popular band here all over the world. I want to be the best flautist in a core band, whatever the fuck you want to do. Just go for it. And I love to hear that people actually are, especially after such a piece of shit year. So props to you guys. Nothing but respect. Where can the people check you guys out? Do you Twitch, anything like that? Instagram? Hit us.
We are at Unwell Band everywhere.
Okay. Do you guys do the Twitch thing?
Not yet, but me and him want to do it really bad. We just play Fortnite like crazy, so I think it worked.
That's cool. I did that once or twice. I was really bad at it. I'm bad at video games, but maybe someday I'll do it.
It's like the only one that we like constantly, or not constantly, but like we really get into.
Yeah, that's the only one that's ever like really stuck for us. So
I'm going to start a Twitch just to fucking play Yu-Gi-Oh with people and open shit.
Honestly, I'd watch it.
Yeah, I'd definitely watch it.
I just got this in the mail yesterday, a PSA 8 Yada Grasu first ed. It's my sweet bitch.
Oh, wait, wasn't it the Dark Magician Girl one?
I did get a Dark Magician Girl, which my friend sent it to me, and he sent it like in this wrapping, and it came out of it in the envelope, and like somehow no damage happened. Like, it's crazy, because that's such, like, of all cards, like, that's a card. Like, that's a, you know, so, but we're not, you know.
Do you have all five pieces of Exodia?
I do. I have them unlimited, though. I don't have them first edition, but they are all Legend of Blue Eyes and, like, Pack Fresh Minty.
That's so cool. That's awesome, dude.
Yeah, I have the first edition Blue Eyes White Dragon from Legend of Blue Eyes. I pulled it in my first pack ever as a kid.
Wow.
That's
yeah.
an
icon. Yeah. It would probably grade like a PSA 6.
Yes, same.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm a real nerd with this shit.
either way, it's sick.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I like Yu-Gi-Oh. It's fun. If any of you bitches are listening to this and you want to play some Yu-Gi-Oh, let's do it on tour. Holler at me. Slide in my DMs. Hit me up at gettuckedthepodcast@gmail.com. That's really all I have for you guys today. But thank you guys so much for joining me again. Everyone go check them out everywhere. Unwell, capitals, no capitals, do whatever you want. Go check out Matt Coffey. Listen to his music too. What is it? Copley? Matt Copley. Okay. Yeah. Guys, it was a pleasure. I hope you had fun. And thanks for getting tucked.
Yeah.
It was a blast. Dude, thank you, man. So much.
Thanks so much.
Of course.
All right, Mother Tuckers, that was the show. Thank you for joining me again this week. Next up is Hunter and Frankie from the band Sleepwaker. Their new album, Alias, is out now, and it fucks. We talked for a really long time, and it was really fun. Honestly, I enjoyed getting to make some new friends. I can't wait for you all to hear it. You're the best. I love you. And as always, getcha!
What's up? My name's Lurk, and I'm the host of Lamb Goat's Van Flip Podcast. Every week, I have in-depth conversations with bands from all over the scene, big and small. We also like to keep our finger on the pulse and showcase up-and-coming bands on the show as well. So come check out Lamb Goat's Van Flip Podcast.